Reaction from the Catholic community was swift and mixed. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some believe the president's new rule resolves the religious liberty issues, but others, including key bishops, say it's just smoke and mirrors.
In a statement, Timothy Dolan, the head of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, said the president's new rule is, quote, a first step in the right direction. He said the bishops are reserving judgment until they see the details. But Archbishop Thomas Wenske already sees big problems ahead. Wenske heads the Catholic Archdiocese of Miami and has said in the past that he could not comply with the health care mandate. Today's announcement has not changed his mind.
I think what he's offered today is a smokescreen in which he has decided to kick the can down the road and hope that the controversy will go away. I think he's mistaken.
Wenske says this is a unilateral decision. The White House did not consult the bishops as far as he knows. He says the rule still mandates that employees of Catholic charities, hospitals, and universities receive birth control coverage.
I don't believe he's offered us anything really substantial. We still have serious issues. And these are issues of religious freedom.
Wenske notes that shifting the burden to insurance companies doesn't solve the religious liberty problems either, since many dioceses and charities are self-insured and would be violating their religious principles. But Sister Carol Keehan, who heads the Catholic Health Association, was cheered by the White House response.
I think that they listened to us and they heard the things that we were most concerned about, and we're pleased.
Keehan, whose association oversees some 600 Catholic hospitals, believes everyone wins. Women get the health care they want, the church does not have to pay for or endorse birth control, and the stalemate is ended. Now she says the country can implement health care reform, which has at its core a principle dear to the church, helping the poor and uninsured. Father Thomas Reese, a Jesuit priest at Georgetown University's Woodstock Theological Center, agrees. For the past few weeks, he says, the bishops have dominated the debate. They've drawn support from both conservative and liberal Catholics.
The bishops were getting support because people saw this as a religious liberty issue. They were not supporting the bishops in their opposition to contraceptives.
Reese believes that by ensuring that religious groups do not have to pay for or recommend birth control coverage, that religious liberty issue has gone away. And in the end, most Catholic women want and use birth control. Archbishop Wenske of Miami says the two sides will still keep talking, but in the end, there's only one right outcome.
The best thing would be rescission, to take back the whole mandate and go back to the status quo before.
Something the administration has said it will not do. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.